Who are the righteous and how can we pray like them?
That's right. We're talking about this and more as we begin season 12. Let's get ready. Let's pray.
So excited. And welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. We're so glad to be back with you again. We are taking your calls live. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call to express your prayer request today.
It's so good to be back with you, family. We are beginning with our 12th series of Let's Pray. As we kick off this new season, we'd like to invite you to come with us on a journey through the Word of God as we look at the prayers of the righteous. And before we get into our topic and your calls, let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are so grateful to be back with our community, back with you as we intercede and interact with one another. Mm-hmm. Lord, we welcome your presence. And we just ask, God, that you would do a new thing in this new season, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would heal, that you would deliver, that you would restore, that you would empower and encourage somebody today so that they may be able to be a light to someone else. Thank you so much for hearing this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. That you would heal. That really resonated with me today. We have quite a few requests that we're going to be going over. But friends, we just want to catch up a little bit. Mario, you and I were on kind of a break. The Let's Pray program was playing a powerful series with Chaplain Barry Black. We just concluded that fifth episode last week. And we're so grateful for his time and for the wisdom that the Father has given him. Amen.
Amen. And you know, family, we would love to hear from you in different ways of how that series has impacted you. I know that Chaplain Black left an indelible impression on us. And so we want to just hear how that series impacted you. And at the same time, we're turning into a new series season. And we're just excited about what God has in store.
Absolutely. Now, you and I being off for the month of July pertaining to the live programs, there's been a lot going on, but we were so excited. Last week, Mario and Vanessa and myself, we all got to sit down with our prayer volunteers. You guys, normally they're in the building with us, but we've been apart from them for quite a while now, and we miss them. So we got to get on a call together and talk to them. We just want to express one more time, thank you. Thank you so much for continuing to take the calls at home, to continuing to be there for our community. We love you, Pat and Hercules. We love you, D'Atlas and Stanley and Jaya. Yes. Mario, who I know I'm forgetting somebody. Oh, Pat and Carol. You guys, and over the years, we've had so many amazing prayer volunteers. We just love you guys, and we could not, literally could not do this program and pray for all of the prayer requests without you.
That's right. And I think of our dear Jason, who was Jason. Often at those phone lines as well, and as well as Cherry. Yeah. We love you so much. And what you have done and what you continue to do for Let's Pray is really the mitochondria, that powerhouse behind how Let's Pray operates. And it's just good to have you all on our team and being on your team as well. So thank you so much.
And you know, Mario, let's expand that. This global praying community has had an impact on the world around it. You know, we were praying before COVID. We were praying before so many disturbances and reformations and readjustments began recently. And we've been praying still since then. We are a community that believes in the power of prayer and in the power of our Lord and Savior. to have an impact, if not on our circumstances, on us in the midst of them. And speaking of the power and the impact of our Jesus, you guys, we've got the Word of God. Amen. And Mario, amen. I know that you've selected a few scriptures for us today as we begin our premiere program for season 12. So the first scripture that we have is out of James 5:16, and it says, "Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective." And now, Mario, as we spoke about this scripture, there were a few things that you talked about that were important to our community, and they stood out to you. Can you tell us what they were?
Yes, you know, season in this scripture, and as we are, this is kind of the preliminary to our kickoff of our new series, The Prayers of the Righteous. And we didn't want to just name it The Prayers of the Righteous without first talking about who qualifies as righteous. I mean, so many times in Christianity, there is an unspoken elephant in the room that you must achieve a certain level before you can have audience with God, before you can speak to Him. Well, I think we all can agree that we can speak to God, but then there's this unspoken aura that says, hey, in order to be able to have God answer my prayer, which was our entire five-part series, Making Your Voice Heard in Heaven, in order for God to answer our prayer, I've got to be on some level with Him. And really and truly, that couldn't be further from the truth, Season. And that this righteousness is not attained by our works. It's not attained by something that we can do to qualify for God. And I love that scripture in James because it really encapsulates everything that we try to accomplish here at Let's Pray.
Yes.
It talks about confessing your sins one to another. And that's really just being open and honest and creating an intimacy and community.
I'm struggling.
And then, yes. And then to be able to know that you have a safe place to talk about your struggles. And then we all intercede for one another. That's Let's Pray in and of itself. We see that playing out. But then it says, I'm almost finished. I'm getting excited about it. It says that the effective fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. And the righteous person is not an individual who has attained. The righteous person is a person who has chosen to submit their lives to Jesus Christ and accept His sacrifice on the cross and confessing with their mouth that Jesus is Lord.
I mean, I love that you say that because we can jump right into Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10.
That's
it. You declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. Amen. If you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. And in verse 10 goes on, it says, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved." How powerful, how wonderful is it that the Lord has allowed our mouths to connect to His power, that what we say connects us to that by our mouths that you profess your faith and are saved. Praise God.
That's right. You know, Season, I'm getting ready to put you on the spot a little bit. I know we have our callers, our first callers.
We love you guys.
Hey, listen, by the way, 877-7 Let's Pray. Go on and give us a call. We're brand new into season 12 of Let's Pray. We want to hear your voice. I want to put you on the spot, Season. Can you just speak to someone who feels like something about them didn't cut it, that their prayers aren't being heard because there's something they've done wrong, something that they've done that they don't measure up. Can you speak to them right now? I just feel like passing the baton to you on that.
Well, amen, friend. Listen, God is not a God of shame. There may be shame involved in our lives, but that is not from our Father. Is he a standard? Is He still the standard? Yes. Does He require of us? Yes, He does. But what He requires is that we come to Him in honesty and and that we seek him out. He is the one who does the work. He is the one who produces the fruit. He doesn't demand behavior. Guys, hear me now. There is a change of heart and a change of behavior that occurs when we are following the Lord. But he doesn't demand that behavior, guys. He produces it. That's our gardener, Christ Jesus. He is the one who helps us to produce that fruit. So if you feel like maybe you're unworthy, maybe that's what you say to him. And you say, Jesus, if that's not the truth, will you show me something different? Friends, talk to him about the way you are really actually feeling, because he already knows. He is just waiting for you to trust him enough to come to him with an open heart and an open mouth and to confess what you are truly going through to him. If you think that what you're doing or what you've done disqualifies you, you know, I remember, Mario, there's a murderer. That's one of the writers in the books in the Bible. Am I right? There's a couple of murderers.
Yes, you are.
There's an adulterer.
Yes.
There mm-hmm. is somebody who should have controlled his eyes on a rooftop, David.
Right.
There are some things that have gone on in the people of God. And I know we're going to talk about Abraham if we get a chance to get to that scripture today. Friends, you are not disqualified when Christ Jesus himself says that if you will believe in me, I call you qualified. I call you righteous, because it's his righteousness, not yours. It's his righteousness. We can literally put it on. Is that... So, listen, we want to dress ourselves in so many things, but can we just dress ourselves in his righteousness? It's there right. for us. He wants us to put on his robe of righteousness. There are some ways that we can get to that place with him. Yes, he does ask of us, Mario, but he's there. It's there it's a gift. He wants us to participate with him. Amen.
Amen. I knew, you know, you called me earlier and the spirit was moving when we were talking. I said, while this spirit is lingering, I mean, I just want to hear what God has to say. Thank you so much for providing that encouragement. And with that, we're going to take our first caller, and we have Caitlin calling. Caitlin, it's so good to hear from you. How can we pray or praise with you today? Caitlin, you there? Hey,
hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How can we pray with you today?
I want y'all to pray for my papa, my grandma, and my mommy. And that they, my grandma and my papa get better, and that my uncle get better from corona.
Okay, so your uncle has corona, you said?
Yes, sir.
Wow. I'm so sorry to hear that. And we're certainly going to be praying for your whole family, and especially your uncle. Caitlin, thank you so much for calling and stepping in to intercede on behalf of your family today. And we'll lift them up, okay?
Okay.
And God bless you. 8 years old, correct? You're eight?
Nine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm off. I know that you have a unique school year ahead of you with different challenges and new setups. And so we're going to be lifting you up in prayer as well, Caitlin. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Our next caller is Judy in Wisconsin. Judy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you today?
Hi. I just want to thank you, Susan, for what you shared already.
Oh, praise God.
About the righteousness and all that you said. That was really put a smile on my face.
I'm
I was so pretty
glad.
Down when I called in.
I'm so glad. All
and
right.
That
so,
was really blessed my soul and my heart. Thank you.
Praise Jesus. First. Isn't our Jesus so faithful? Because we know it's
oh,
not
glory
me.
To
those,
his
aren't,
name.
Those aren't my words. You know, 10 years ago, I could barely string sentences together. You know, I live a life redeemed. Praise
God. The Holy Spirit, for sure.
Amen.
Is anointing.
Miss Judy, how can we pray for you today?
Well, I'm having issues. I brought this up before. Hercules had prayed for me about this lady who works for me.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Chris. She is not born again, but she has a good heart, and she can be a good worker. I can't switch people at the place because she is paid for this, because they only have a couple workers.
Right.
But when she comes, she vents her anger on me. And then she'll get down on me, and she'll yell and scream. And she'll curse at times. We had another session like that today. And it just wears me out.
Now,
I'm losing weight.
Is she in home care? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All
and
right.
And she's here to help me, you know, make food and, you know, do things around the house and stuff. But she vents her anger on me.
Understood.
And she starts it when she first comes. And I'll be calm and I'll talk to her. And she'll get worse. I know it's the enemy. I mean, I've talked to her about it and talked to her. I've tried keeping quiet. And then when I get angry, you know, how do I feel? How am I feeling about my Christian walk? Because I'm getting angry with her instead of, I don't know what to do, walk away or... It's just very heavy, stressful, and frustrating. I've tried asking people to pray for her before she comes. And then she won't do things when I ask her to do them. And she'll say, well, I didn't know. She knows how to do things.
Ms.
She's
Judy,
been here over 3 years.
Ms. Judy, it doesn't sound like a very healthy scenario that unfortunately you are placed in. So it's my understanding from my history in working and doing that type of work on behalf of other people that they wouldn't have access to your home unless they were providing a service, and that's not fair to you. I just want to, my heart is to relieve the shame that you might be feeling for having a normal response, for having that
right.
kind of behavior pushed on you. Not only have I been a caregiver, but with my drug history, I've also been that kind of person. Let's be real. So this is not in judgment to the young lady. It's just simply the truth of the scenario. So we're going to pray.
She's not young. Season. She's in her 70s.
Okay,
she should know better, but
she is
overweight, and she's gaining weight. I think that's a part of it. She also has another business besides doing this.
You know, it sounds like she might be really unhappy, and I think it's a beautiful thing that you want to pray for her. We're going to be lifting her up. Her name is Chris, so community, we need a mighty move of God.
Again.
We need the Lord to step in and help Miss Judy and to clear the atmosphere of her home. This shouldn't be happening, but we're going to wait and see what the Lord does, Miss Judy. So this prayer community is...
It's every Wednesday when she comes.
All right, guys.
And it's threatening and condemning and then yelling and at times cursing.
Okay. All right.
And so you're saying that I shouldn't have shame because I talk back or I get upset with her. Well, when I get angry, I should be able to give that to Jesus, but I don't.
Listen, you are doing the best that you can, and you are in a very hard scenario, and I know that you want to love, but sometimes Jesus says no. It's okay to say no to bad behavior. You can love someone and say no to them. You can be a good Christian and say, please don't act like that. There's a gentleman, and just a quick story, friends, and I know that we have calls on the line and they're waiting, so hang on just a quick second. But there was a good friend of mine. His name is Brian Reed. And when I first got sober, I had a lot of behaviors. And there was a time that I had turned an attitude on him, and he said, no, Season, this is not okay. This is not okay. And I love you, but that's not okay with me. Please do not do that again. And it was like,
thank you.
And it's like, I knew he loved me, but he was still allowed to say yes and no. It's okay to have boundaries. So I would encourage you to find a book on boundaries by Cloud and Townsend. It's a wonderful Christ-based perspective. Praise God.
I just gotta find it.
And Mario, I know you probably have excellent counsel for our dear friend Judy. But Judy, we're going to lift this situation up. And Mario, do you have any thoughts before we say goodbye to Judy?
You know, Judy, Ms. Judy, thank you so much for calling. I just wanted to say the first thing came to my mind is the Word of God says, be angry and sin not. And so there's a place for anger. There's a place for anger, even in prayer. And so the sin would be you deciding to step outside of what you feel the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. Or acting outside of love. But Season hit the nail on the head. But, you know, anger is a natural emotion. We are given that. God feels anger. And so it's what we do with it next that determines how what our motive is. And so God bless
you,
Miss Judy, and know that you
thank
have
you
a community of people
when
praying
I get
for
angry,
you tonight.
Yes, thank you. But when I get angry, when she does this, you know, then I'll say something back and I'll say a few things. But then I can feel the anger inside of me, and I know I need to surrender that over to Jesus. But at that time, I'm not doing that. I'm just saying things back to her. But I like what you gave me, Susan.
Praise God.
I like what you told me you said to that man. I'm going to work with that.
Yeah.
Those words.
Listen,
he said it to me,
and I had, you know, at that point in time, I can choose to receive his boundary and continue in good relationship, or I can decide not to participate. But that was then up to me. And so sometimes people will choose to participate with a boundary that you've set. But that, even if somebody gets angry when you set a boundary, it doesn't mean you should have said yes. Does that? Do you hear me?
Right.
All right?
Yeah,
because people who don't have boundaries get very upset when you set them.
I don't understand what you meant about saying yes. What did you mean about that?
So if you wanted something from me and I said no, very angry that I told you no, it doesn't mean that I should have said yes just because you got angry. Does that make sense? So that works on the other side. When you tell her in love, Chris, I love you and I want this to work, but this is not okay and this is not okay. All right? Does that make sense, Miss Judy?
Thank you.
All right. So praise God. And I didn't mean to go into quite at length, but Mario, I appreciate your insight there because I believe this is literally what you do. I mean, this is your area of expertise. So.
Thank you. Thank you, Susan. Miss Judy, we will be lifting you up today. We want to go to our next caller. We have our dear friend Rudy on the line. Rudy, good to hear from you, sir. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, Mario, I've got both. What do you want first?
You've got what?
A prayer and a praise report.
Oh, well, let's go with the good news first. Let's go with the good news, the praise report.
Okay. My sister gave birth to a baby boy named Miles.
Ah, that's excellent news. Great. Well, praise God for that. A sister gave birth, a baby boy named Miles. All right. That's awesome. You're an uncle. That's awesome.
Yeah, uncle of four.
Uncle of four. Look at your quiver is full in that regard. Man, Rudy, praise God for what's going on. How can we pray for you today?
The Lord directed me to another job besides the church. I'm now going to be a PA announcer for a minor league baseball team.
Get out of here. That's great. Congratulations, Rudy. So we will certainly be lifting that up in prayer as you transition, or you're doing both?
Be doing both once the season starts. Right now, the minor league team, we're on hold because of the pandemic. But once this pandemic's over, I am the new voice of the storm.
All right. That is awesome. What an opportunity. A rare opportunity indeed. Rudy, God bless you, brother. Good to hear from you. And welcome back as we are doing season 12. God bless you in your new endeavors. And may God bless baby Miles. We're going to lift those prayer requests up for you, okay?
God bless you guys.
All right.
Enjoy and congratulations on season 12.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rudy. Appreciate you. All right, we're going to Janine in North Carolina. Janine, welcome to Let's Pray. Can we praise God or pray with you or both maybe?
I have both.
Both? All right. Excellent. We like
both.
It. Go ahead, Miss Janine.
The good news is I'm through with my root canal.
Oh, yay.
And I lived through it.
Yes, you sure did. Praise the Lord.
And I didn't have to go today on my birthday.
Today's your birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday to you. You don't want me to sing, I promise. Happy birthday.
That's
praise
okay.
God. We're grateful that you were born. We're grateful that you're part of this community. Praise God for your birthday. So we're so excited. This root canal has been quite a journey for you, Miss Janine. How are you feeling now?
Good. I have a lot of pressure, but I think it's where they work the bone.
Okay, good. Okay, a little bit of pressure, got that. And how's your heart? How are you feeling? You're feeling encouraged? You feel like you made it through this big trial?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, you sure did. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lord for his faithfulness in carrying you through this time. We've missed your voice over this last month. It's good to hear your voice again. All right, yeah, Ms. Janine.
And I have a,
go
I
ahead.
Have a pray, someone to pray for.
Okay, go ahead.
I will read it. It's my friend Sylvia. She had a few, two or three, that known of a heart attack. She now has what's called a flutter that causes pain in back and chest, changes her meds. She has bad time with statins, so ends up in ICU. Then they shock her heart, a mess and scary cause. How many times does a person get to go through this?
I'm so sorry. I wonder what kind of solution there could be. You know, we're just going to pray for wisdom for her doctors, and then that the Lord will carry her through and help with some of that pain. I'm so sorry to hear about this. Please let Sylvia know that we're praying for her.
I will. She's about probably my mom's age, about 75 or 76.
Okay. We'll say around 75. All right. Well, Janine, praise God. Thank you for bringing Sylvia's concerns to our attention. We know that our Lord is capable on behalf of Sylvia and that he's carried you through. What a mighty God we serve. Thank you so much for calling in today.
You're welcome. And congratulations on your 12th season.
Praise God. It's something special, isn't it? We're excited to be here, aren't we, Mario?
We really are. We really are. It's so good to hear the voices of our community. Listen, we have Laurel calling from Canada. Laurel, how can we pray or praise with you?
Yes, good evening. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Asking for
how
prayer.
How are you today?
I'm doing much better, but just a continuous thought on my mom, who has been missing since 2019 in Antigua, and we have no idea what's happening or what has happened. She went to the hospital. She was taken to the hospital for some tests by my elder sister, and we have not heard from her ever since. And
wow.
So we don't know if she's alive or she's not alive. We don't know. And I'm just asking that God will reveal to us on the authorities what actually happened or what is, you know, where she is or if she's alive.
Yes.
She'll come back to us, as well as just praying for my family, my siblings, who, you know, we are all going through, dealing, you know, coping with this. It's been a stress in our lives. So it's challenging for some. We're dealing with it differently. For some, you know, just praying for us.
Yes.
As well as just pray for my work situation. I just having a tough time at work. A toxic environment with all this stress, additional stress in my life. It just has been a challenge.
Wow, Miss Laurel, we are so sad to hear, and we cannot even imagine. I can't imagine not having any type of update on how your mother's doing across the sea. And with that being said, Miss Laurel, if you would just hold on, we want to pray for you right now. And season, I think we can just enter into a season of prayer. I'm going to go ahead and pray for Miss Laurel, pray for my request, and then we can just transition to you praying, if that's all right. Miss Laurel, we're just going to pray for you right now. Let's pray, family. Dear God, we are grateful to have this platform and to have this community as family. And we are lifting our community up now, and in particular, Miss Laurel, who's calling from Canada, just having no updates on her mother, her whereabouts, her health. Really, even whether or not she is still alive. And God, it pricks my heart because I just cannot imagine what that feels like. And to her siblings as well, who are all still wondering what is going on. God, I've seen you move in my life very recently, well, in a marked way. I'm asking God that you would move, that you would do no less for Miss Laurel and her family as they are seeking some type of update or news on her mother and how she's doing. God, would you reveal, would you you be the GPS and find, you know where her mother is, but make the connection. Give the direction so that one or all of the siblings will be able to have some type of access to hear about how her mother's doing. And if she is in the hospital, if she's not doing well, God, we ask, Lord, that you would put your healing hand on her and that you would cover her and protect her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we fully expect to be able to hear Miss Laurel come back with a praise report of how you reveal. That's what you are. The last book of the Bible is entitled Revelation. You are a revealer. You have the keys to the kingdom, to hell and death. You have all power in your hands. And we ask God that you would unleash that power so that this family can know what's going on and how to proceed subsequently, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing this prayer. Lord, we ask that you comfort them in the meantime, that the Comforter would visit them and that they would have an unction from the Holy Spirit, knowing that his presence is near them, that they would have peace in the name of Jesus as you're working out, as you're providing, Lord. And then we want to pray for Rudy, who we want to give you praise for his sister giving birth. Sister and baby, mother and baby are healthy to little Miles. Lord, God bless him. You have called him into this world. And I'm not afraid to say this wretched world. And if you're going to bring a baby into this world, then there must be a plan for little Miles' life. And so in the name of Jesus, we ask that he would be a giant for the faith, that he would move mountains and break down barriers and create bridges so that the people of God, so that people can be connected with you, God. Thank you in advance for what you will do in that little baby's life and keep him from the enemy. And Lord, thank you for the awesome opportunity that Rudy has to be an announcer for the minor leagues. It is a distinguished opportunity, God, and we just pray that you would continue to bless him, that he would be able to have balance in his church as well as the new role when he comes into it. And then, Lord, we are thankful for Caitlin, who is calling on behalf of her family. In particular, her uncle, who has COVID-19. I've seen and heard you doing some miraculous things with individuals who've contracted this virus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that it be no less for her uncle. And thank you for this family, Lord, and I ask that you would continue to cover and keep them as she continues to intercede. Thank you, Lord, for having them in the palm of your hand. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I'd just like to take a moment to continue, first of all, by agreeing in the name of Jesus with our brother Mario. Father, thank you so much for the prayer that you gave him. And Lord, we're lifting up Judy, Jesus. She is in a situation, Father, she needs care in her home. And so she's really in a place of vulnerability, Father. And I feel like this other person, Lord, might be taking advantage of that a little bit. But Father, I don't know Chris's heart and I don't know her intentions, Heavenly Father, but I know you love her. And so Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you would love her and that she would know it and that it would have a crazy impact on her life. And Lord, by crazy, I mean a radical change in her attitude and in her perspective. And Father, a realization on how her behaviors, and Father, we all need this, how her behaviors are affecting the people around her, Jesus. Lord, let your love shine in her heart, Father. Give her a revelation Jesus, that provides a change in the atmosphere. And Father, I pray through your Holy Spirit into Judy's home, Heavenly Father, Lord, that it would be so present and so thick in her home that it would push back the enemy and his emissaries, and that whatever they are attempting to do inside of this home, whatever strife, whatever frustration, whatever way you are the enemy is trying to confuse communication between them, Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you would bind him in the name of Jesus, and that you would loose your love and your life and your hope into her home, and healing on behalf of Judy in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift this up for Wednesdays, Heavenly Father, Lord. And we ask that you would be with their home in the name of Jesus, in Judy's home. Heavenly Father, Lord, we can hear Brother Mario during this time of prayer, Jesus, but I know that you hear and you know exactly what we are talking about, Father, Lord. We pray that there would be no communication or no confusion of communication in this moment, Heavenly Father, Lord. We thank you for Janine making it through her root canal, Father, feeling good. There's a little bit of pressure, she says. And Lord, I can't help but chuckle. Boy, isn't there a little bit of pressure that we're all dealing with. But Father, she says that it might be on the bone. So Lord, we're asking for healing and relief of that pressure. But Father, we're so grateful that she made it through. This has been quite a task and a journey for her. And so Father, because of who she is and who you've made her to be, Heavenly Father, we are lifting her up to you once again to just be with her. Lord, continue to heal her body, and Lord, help her to see all of the miraculous ways that you've been moving on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her request on Sylvia's behalf. Lord, there's been a heart attack, and we are grateful that she is still with us. Father, there are flutters that are causing pain. There's a change in her meds. She's having to go in and out of the hospital, Heavenly Father, and wonders how many times can a person go through this? And Jesus, only you know that answer. But Father, I know how many times that you'll be there with her during this, and that is every time. And so Jesus, thank you. Give her vision, Lord, of who you are, how mighty you are in the midst of this circumstance. Of course, we pray for healing and relief in the mighty name of Jesus and a change of circumstance. But Heavenly Father, I pray for a strengthening in her heart right now and a fortitude, because it sounds to me like there might be some despair that's trying to settle in. So Lord, I pray that you would lift her spirit, Lord, that you would relieve some of this heaviness and this burden that she is going through in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you care so deeply for her. Help her to sense that, to see it in the staff around her, Father, in the community that she has, in the request of her dear friend Janine, Lord, lifting Sylvia up. Help Sylvia to be encouraged by that. And Lord, we also want to just thank you for our social media family, Father. There are so many names: Maria, Ruth, Joy, Vero, Brenda, Momshi, Janie, Joy, Marva, Rainey, Erica, Barbara, Simone. Father, there are so many names, and we're so, Lord, I'm so happy to be able to sit in this community, Jesus, to get to be with you, to be bound together in your love, by your power, by your might, by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Lord, have your way in our lives. We surrender our lives to you. We surrender our requests to you. We surrender all, Heavenly Father. And we are seeking you first, knowing, Lord, that these things will be added to us, seeking your kingdom and your righteousness, Heavenly Father. Thank you for the chance to even pray to you. Father, you are our everything. Help us not to see with physical eyes, but with spiritual eyes, with discernment, Lord. Help us to know what the truth is, and to know the difference between the truth and the lies, and to know your word, Heavenly Father, which is the Bible. We thank you for these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right.
Oh, amen.
So we are going to our next caller, May in Florida. May, thank you for hanging in there with us during our time of prayer. How can we pray for you today?
I just want to pray for healing for my mind and my body.
Amen.
And pray for my son. He's homeless. He has a lot of mental disorders, and he don't want to take his meds. And just pray for that God to just deliver him and get him off the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
And a dear friend of mine, she lost her son last year, her only child. She lost her mom a couple months later, and she just lost her aunt to the COVID. And pray for her because she was thinking about committing suicide. And it's just a lot going on. I just pray for healing and favor, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
For her to get a job and just everything happening right now.
All right, Miss May, let's stop right now. Would it be all right if we prayed for you right now?
Yes.
Heavenly Father, thank you that you are a God who knows these tears. Lord, I just pray that we would unite together in this moment on behalf of May and the concerns that she feels in her heart right now. Heavenly Father, this truly is a house of prayer for all people. And Jesus, that's for May. That's for her son who's on the streets right now dealing with mental illness and a refusal to take his meds. And Father, he needs you so much right now. And so does her friend. A child lost, a parent lost, and then an aunt lost to COVID. And not only that, Father, but May sees these things, and she sees the pain that's going on in the lives of the people around her. And so, Father, while you have exposed her to these burdens, Lord, I pray that you would lift them. Heavenly Father, thank you that she is obedient and faithful because of you, Father, to lift these requests to you. And so, Lord, as a community together, we throw our arms around Miss May. And we say we see you and we hear you, but most importantly, Lord, you see her. And so, Heavenly Father, we ask for healing in the mighty name of Jesus on behalf of her son. Lord, that you would put him back in his right mind, Heavenly Father, like you did the demoniac. Lord, nothing is too hard for you to heal. I am sitting here in my right mind right now in the mighty name of Jesus because of you, Father. You alone, Father, are worthy to be praised, and you alone have made us and put us together in our parents' womb, Jesus. You knit that child together inside of May. And so, Father, we ask for a rightness of mind in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, for her friend dealing with the loss, Father, the grief. You are no stranger to grief. I pray, Father, that you would surround her with people who can speak life to her, your life, your words, your truth, Father. That is the only real life. You are living water, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for that. And Jesus, I pray that it would pour out and wash over her friend, Lord, so that she might get a glimpse of hope and, Father, in replace of despair. Father, beauty for ashes, as my friend Mario said before the program. Heavenly Father, we pray against suicide and the lie that it is. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would show her that it has come to pass, not it has come to stay. Lord, that you have, as Jeremiah 29:11 says, a hope and a future for her. And Lord, I pray that you would whisper that into her heart, or that you would shout it from the mountaintops, Father, whatever you see fit, Lord, I pray that you would circumvent those thoughts, Lord, and help her to choose you and the gift of this life that you have given her. And Lord, she is asking, May is asking, Father, for healing for her mind and her body. The burdens seem many, Lord, but in the midst of this, you can give us fortitude. Lord, you have said in your word multiple times that our hearts should not fail, that we should not get tired of doing good. But Heavenly Father, the only way to walk that out is to seek you, Lord, and to be at your feet and to press in so hard, Father, that it drowns out the sound of everything except for you, Father, because you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life. And not only are you the only way that we get to the Father, but you're the only way for transformation, for true healing, Heavenly Father. You're it, Jesus. And we thank you for that. Strengthen our dear sister May. Encourage her, Father, and let her know that when she falls, that you are strong enough to hold her, Jesus. And we thank you for this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, we love you. Miss May, we love you. Please know that we're here with you. And we hope that it's an encouragement to know that there are so many praying with you right now.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless.
God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Oh, man. Miss May, God bless you. We have Wilbert on the line, our dear, faithful friend. Wilbert, thank you so much for being patient. How can we pray or praise with you today?
Well, I just want the Lord to keep us connected with him and just pray that I would like to have a character like his. I would like to be kind and nice and humble and just love my fellow man. And I want to lift up people that are sick with the virus and other illness and just pray that the Lord will continue and direct our path.
All right. Brother Wilbert, so good to have you back with us. We pray that this new season will be a blessing to you and as you continue to be a blessing to others. Good to talk with you, my friend.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Amen, Wilbert. Excellent to hear your voice. Friends, we do have another caller, and it's our longtime friend Perry. But Perry, would you just for one moment hang on for a second? I have a prayer request on behalf of a very dear family. Of course, you guys are all dear to us, but this is on behalf of the Seftik family, parents Julianne and Tom Seftik. They're asking for prayer for their daughter Camille. It's my understanding that there is a lot of prayer already happening on behalf of this beautiful child. If we could get just that first picture up of her. This is our sweet little friend, Camille. So friends, bear with me. I'm going to read this to you, and I will try to keep it brief, but I'd like to honor their story. And I can hear my dear friend Mario as well. So Julianne put a Facebook post up, and it says, when Camille was born, she was Coombs positive. So we spent an extra day in the hospital to get her bilirubin under control while having all the extra monitoring. A few things stuck out to Tom and I, so that's Julianne's point of reference. She said there are things that were unusual compared to their other babies. She is the fifth child of theirs, praise God. Camille was sleepy and a lazy nurser. She said things like her legs looked a little bit blue. There were some concerns that they'd had, and they brought them continuously to the staff, and of course they were faithful to look and to see, and they were just kind of waiting and checking and seeing some things that were going on with her. She says, fast forward to our first pediatrician appointment at 4 days old, our new ped heard a heart murmur, but again assured us that it was likely the PDA, but we'd followed up in 2 days after her 1 week appointment. At that appointment, they heard the murmur again. So for peace of mind, they referred them to the Texas Children's in the Woodlands for an echo. So they get over there. Luckily, they'd had a cancellation, so they were able to get in a little bit quicker, which I think is a Jesus thing. So there were some situations. They noticed some stuff with her heart. They got her right in. They were very concerned. Her oxygen was low. The heart was having issues. There was some trouble in her lungs. She says that her right ventricle was double the size it should be, and they could see several troublesome spots on the echo. They thought the blood was being pushed back and forth rather than all forward. Her lungs also looked rough and were creating pressure, which was contributing to the heart enlargement. She was beginning stages of heart failure. They rushed us to the ER and stabilized us enough to transfer to the main Texas Children's in the medical center of downtown. This is in Texas. Camille rode solo in the ambulance. Mom says, again, thank you, COVID. Some difficulties that parents are dealing with because of COVID. She drove herself. So Texas Children's brought them right into the cardiac intensive care unit. She was stable and sleeping. Praise Jesus for that. So they had looked at multiple things. The diagnosis that they ended up giving was called ACD. So ACD is alveolar capillary dysplasia. So there's some complications that are going on with sweet Camille, and they're looking at it. So it's my understanding from what the mom says, from what Julianne says in the post, that this is a terminal diagnosis. For that tiny little baby girl, a terminal diagnosis. And so what's going on is that they are like, let's take the baby home. Let's take Camille home. Let's be with her. Let's just make her comfortable. And they were ready to accept this diagnosis. But praise God, the doctors were like, could you hang on? Because she's really responding well to what we're doing with her. So can you pump the brakes, as Julianne said, on going home? we're not quite ready to give all the way over to that diagnosis. And so we're praising God, number one, for that already. There's already been a move of the Father on behalf of sweet baby Camille. She's receiving oxygen and nitro. And if we could look at that other picture, please, through a high-pressure CPAP, I believe that's what we're seeing there, as well as meds to shed the extra fluid around her heart. So she's responding well. And then this is... I'm really grateful to hear a touch of humor in mom's voice. She says, if you read this far, kudos to you. We will update info as we know more. Tom and I are trading off between home and hospital. Again, thanks, COVID. So info takes longer to travel between. This is her final statement before she closes out. Prayer works. Praise Jesus. And we are already seeing the positive impacts. It's having. More than once, our team has said they are amazed at how well Camille is doing given where she was Friday morning. Wonderful strides already on behalf of Camille. Community, can we please band together on behalf of Camille? I know that we're going to be going to a caller, and then we are going to lift these important requests to the throne room of God. But I've asked Mario during our time of prayer if he could please pray for Camille. I believe that his heart is finally attuned to the desires and the compassions and the needs of this family.
Amen.
Amen.
Surely.
So, friend, when we go into our season of prayer, you'll lift up Miss Camille. And we have one more caller. Who was our caller that we were waiting on? Perry. Oh, Perry. I'm sorry, buddy. Welcome back.
It's okay. All right.
Oh, wonderful.
Taking care of God's business, and that's first.
Say that again, Perry.
I said you're taking care of God's business, and that's first.
Amen. Amen, Perry. You're sweet to be gracious. How can we pray for you today, sir?
Well, my mom's doing well, first of all.
Miss Dorothy.
Yeah, she had a good report last week with two doctors, and everything is moving by God's grace.
Amen.
And I have my sister-in-law. Her mom is in the hospital right now. Her name is Yvonne. She's in her 80s.
Okay.
She had been falling a lot.
Understood.
At her apartment. Mm. She lives by herself.
All right.
She has some dizziness going on, confusion.
Okay.
She has Parkinson's.
Oh, no.
And so she's in a rehab right now.
Okay, Perry.
That's connected, I guess.
So we're going to be praying. We're praising God for Dorothy,
yeah.
And we're going to be praying for Yvonne that's in the hospital dealing with Parkinson's and a recent fall.
Correct.
Is there anything else we can pray for, sir?
Well, I have been praying there again for Bertrand's wife, and I've been talking with a young lady. Her name is Madison.
Okay.
She lives in Virginia. And she's a born-again believer.
All right.
And God is moving in this friendship / relationship. And I believe that God has allowed me to find my wife.
All right. Perry, we've been traveling with you.
We're setting things up right now to meet. We're kind of moving around this, you know, virus.
Oh, yes. This virus can't stop Jesus.
Yeah. She's never been married. I've never been married. We're staying pure for each other. And
praise Jesus.
She really, like I said, we've been texting and talking and sending pictures back and forth, and she wants to come and see me. And but I'm kind of leery right now because of this, you know, virus going around.
I understand. Perry, we're going to lift you two up. We're so excited to hear the good news, and we can't wait to continue to journey with you. This whole time, I'm really grateful to hear that Miss Dorothy is doing well. Praise God for Perry. Mario, let's move into a time of prayer. Would you mind starting with Miss Camille?
Sure.
Thank you so
much. Let's pray, family. Dear Lord, we are confident as we come before your throne, confident in you, knowing that you know what is going on with the Septic family. Lord, you know the intricate details even better than they do. You are monitoring baby Camille right now, God, and your hand is over her. Lord, we just ask, first off, we thank you for the progress that has been made so far. Lord, they are rejoicing in what you're doing, and it is giving them hope to know that you're up to something. And Lord, just having been in a similar situation myself, the unknown is so, it can be so scary. Lord, to even have to travel in an ambulance, for your child to have to travel separately, going to the hospital is traumatic enough. To have to rotate and one be at the hospital, one parent, and one does not get to be there is a whole nother thing. But then just to know ultimately that something's going on with your child, God, we're just asking that you step in. Lord, I know the results of what took place in our circumstance, but I've watched your hand even still. And so, Lord, even now we ask that you would move in a customized way to to this dear family, God, and that you would give peace where peace is needed. Lord, that you would provide assurance when needed, God, that you are in control. And Lord, our heart breaks for them, and I know that yours does as well. Lord, I will ask, I see the little eyes of Camille, and I just ask, God, that you would strengthen her in every fiber of her, God, that you would give her the necessary power and that she would have the necessary vitamins and nutrients for her body just to be able to function properly in all of the things that are going on with her, God. We just ask that you would begin. We're not afraid to ask that you would just heal her, that the hand that would extend to a lame man, the hand that would extend or put mud over the blind man's eyes, that the hand, that the voice that called life to Lazarus here in 2020 would be the same person, the same God that does the same thing for this little baby as she needs it, Lord. And we thank you in advance for what you will do. God, bless them and preserve them as they go through this process so that this test can become a testimony very soon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, keep their entire family and all of their other children as well. And Lord, we praise you on behalf of our dear brother Al, Jesus, who came through surgery today having lymph nodes removed. Father, we pray they got every bit of cancer in the mighty name of Jesus, and that he would return with a clean bill of health. Lord, all tests would come back negative for cancer remaining in the body. Whatever that's supposed to look like, Heavenly Father, I'm thankful that I'm not the doctor, but that you guys are, Lord. Heavenly Father, for Imogen, Jesus, please be with baby Imogen and our friend Perry. Lord, bless and keep this relationship. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that it would be in accordance to your will in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Friends, we love, we're so excited. Listen, one scripture and then we're going to say good day. And it was great to see you. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he'll have mercy on them. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. Freely pardon, Mario.
That's right. He freely pardons. And that scripture is a call to everyone. Whether you've accepted Christ or whether you've gone astray, you have an opportunity to reunite with him. He accepts you. He freely pardons. Be encouraged today.
Amen. Real quick prayer. Heavenly Father, please be with this community until we meet again next week in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So glad that you've joined us, friends, for our premiere of season 12. Join us next week as we consider Nehemiah's prayer, our first of many in our time together going through the prayers of the righteous. Mario, what do you got to say?
Listen, well, God bless you, and we'll see you next time on Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
Amen.